Blaine and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDVD.
Every Thursday, Dr. Stephen Craig joins us for Therapy Thursday. He's a psychologist, got an office in Birmingham. He's got a book, The Six Husbands Every Wife Should Date, Make Out With, and Marry.
He says that if you're a woman, you can have six husbands.
Yep, he's cool with that.
Which is cool.
Actually, no.
That's my kind of doctor.
This is some great press for my book.
Go to drstephencraig.com to check
it
out.
I couldn't find that book anywhere. There was this Six Husbands Every Wife Could Have book, but what's that one they were talking about on the radio?
Dudes That You Can Date That Could Become Your Husband, We Don't Know, by Dr. Steve. That's your next book.
You just wrote his next book. That's awesome.
All right, what's the therapy about today?
Dear Allison, Blaine, and Dana, I'd like to get some advice regarding a coworker. Would like to stay anonymous in case she listens to your show, which she probably does. I work in a small office with just a few people. One of my coworkers is an extremely negative person. It doesn't matter what is said. There is always a negative comment made. In the 5 years that I've worked with her, I have not heard her say one positive thing about her kids, only negative. A few months ago, I decided I was tired of all of the negativity and stopped socially talking with her, you know, telling her about my weekend, my kids, blah, blah, blah. A couple weeks later, she starts yelling at me when the other people in our office were in a meeting asking what my problem was. I calmly told her I was tired of all the negativity and her constantly jumping down my throat. She laughs this crazy laugh and says, I'm the most positive person I know. I've never been negative a day in my life. And she asked for examples. I gave her a list. From that day, she hasn't talked to me. She parks her car in a different lot. She has gone out opposite doors and eats lunch so fast, I'm surprised she even chews. When she sees my kids, she's rude to them as well. It's not just me. I get complaints all the time on how rude she is from other clients. My supervisor has even called me into her office asking what her problem is. I explained the situation and she asked if I wanted her to speak with her. My answer was that we're grown women, and if she wants to act that way, it's her problem. I wasn't going to let it affect my job, which I haven't, but she continues to be rude, disrespectful, and nasty. She has accused me of withholding paperwork, misfiling things, and ordering incorrect supplies just to try and make me look bad. What should I do? I'm not a confrontational person and have had very hard time standing up for myself. Do I go to my supervisor and say, yes, take care of this, which I think will make the situation worse, or do I just ignore her? Working in a very small office, this is extremely awkward. I dread coming to work every day. Your advice would be greatly appreciated. Anonymous.
313-298-9630. If you would like to be a junior psychologist, not a pro like Dr. Steve here, but if you'd like to be a junior psychologist and weigh in, maybe you've dealt with something like this, give us a call. 313-298-9630. I kind of like the way she's handling it until we get to the part where she's accused of withholding paperwork, misfiling things, and ordering incorrect supplies. That's when we are starting to get ourselves into trouble. This woman is accusing you of these things wrongly, I'm assuming, and that's not good. So then you do have to bring in the boss. Other than that, I love how she's handling it. I mean, she basically gave her a list. Here's why I don't want to talk to you. You're negative about this, 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 and this. I don't want to be around people like that. I think that's great. But when someone starts accusing you of not doing your job properly, you do have to call in a bigger authority. What do you think?
She sent this email to me and I forwarded it to Dr. Steve.
Yeah.
So I did respond to her and this is what I said. My personal advice is to get your supervisor involved. I tried to do the take the high road and ignore it, and it was totally the wrong thing to do because I was involved in a situation like this. Because whether you want to be involved or not, now you are. And sitting back and letting her continue to attack you without defending yourself could have a bad result. I made the mistake of assuming that everyone would dismiss this person as the crazy troublemaker they were. I was wrong. This person kept gaining ground and getting more and more people on their side, all while I was trying to stay out of it. So I would document everything, and I would make your supervisor aware of everything. She sounds unstable, and what I learned is unstable people can wreak some serious havoc in your life if you're not prepared. So I went through this, and that's what I told her. I said, because I tried to do the, you know what, I'm not going to get on your level.
Right.
Which I thought was the right thing to do, because when people try and suck you down to their level, you don't want to let that happen. And I knew that I was better than that. But it actually wound up, even as I tried to stay out of it, had damaging effects to me.
Yeah.
Because not everyone does recognize unstable, crazy people as unstable, crazy people. Some people pay attention to them and to what they say.
And who wants this? And who wants this?
Yeah, you know, let your boss
really?
Handle it.
Yeah, yeah. This is nuts. No, that's crazy. That's like 5-year-olds on the playground.
It really is.
Dana, what do you think?
I want to know why her supervisor and other people are asking her what her problem is and why not take this woman into the office. Mm-hmm. I agree with Allison. Document everything, every little thing, because it, in the end, it will come back to help you as opposed to not doing it.
313-298-9630. Gene, you're our first junior psychologist today on Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve. What would you do?
Hi, I'm pretty old to be a junior, but that's okay. Here's my comment. I am so tired of going into businesses and people that act like they don't want to do their job. They're tired of it, or for one reason or another, fire them. There's 1,000 people that are waiting to do that job and do it better. That's my answer.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's as easy as that. She doesn't have the power to hire or fire this woman who's driving her crazy. So you
no,
would
but
say,
her supervisor does.
Okay.
But
yeah.
She,
yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, Gene. Thank you, Jim. What would you do?
You got to get management involved. You don't get the management involved at that point if she's, you know, making claims that are that substantial that could possibly hurt your job. You know, you got to get management and say, look. I agree. You got to have that documentation.
Yeah.
You know?
Because sometimes perception, and this drives me crazy, it's one of my biggest pet peeves. I want reality to be reality.
Right.
But unfortunately, in the world we live in, perception becomes reality.
Oh,
people
that's
believe.
Entirely true.
Right. So when you sit back, and even though the reality is this person is making problems for me and everyone else around me, if the perception is, well, it's not the story I hear from them, and you appear to be doing your share of blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, no, that's not the case. But
right.
I think, yeah, Jim, you're right. I say it all the time, and I stand by it, and it's the title of my next book, The High Road is for Suckers.
Available in paperback this fall. 313-298-9630. Rebecca, what would you do?
I totally agree with this woman's supervisor needing to get involved at this point. I really think that this woman has done all that she can
yep.
up to this point, and her shame on her supervisor, really, for letting it get this far and not taking control, especially in a small office atmosphere when it affects everybody.
Boom. Love it. Thank you, Rebecca. Dr. Steve, we've heard from the junior psychologist. Everybody's gone. I will say this. I've noticed this. We all went with procedural things. Like,
yes.
No one really talked about the psychological aspect about it until now. Dr. Steve.
Well, my first thought is obviously the supervisor should get involved, but why did the emailer tell the supervisor not to get involved?
Mm-hmm.
She might have still been in that high road. As somebody
right.
who kind of went through something similar, I just kind of always thought, this is going to fizzle out. This is
gonna
the ravings
away.
Of a right. lunatic. They eventually go, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't want to focus on that, but I just think it's an interesting thing that there's a whole lot of people who come and complain, you know, this is going on. What do you want me to do something as your supervisor?
Right.
No, no, no. So then they're sending a mixed message. So
yeah.
if you have a problem, you have to talk about it. You can't give that mixed message.
Okay.
But here's my other thought. I'm going to compare this to something you guys did yesterday. Yesterday, you did a story of someone who had a vegetarian meal.
Right.
Oh, it's going to get ugly.
Here we go.
Why'd you bring it up?
I got my gloves. Good. I needed them again.
So the quick story, as I heard it, was they have a vegetarian meal, and the woman's boyfriend brings a steak to it. He throws it on the grill. And the people who threw the party were supremely offended, as was the girlfriend. This guy throws the steak on whatever.
Right.
Well, we don't have to rehash the whole thing, but I had two thoughts. First of all, obviously the guy should call and say, hey, I'm not interested in the vegetarian. Sorry about that. Can I bring some meat, you know, or something else or not eat? That's fine.
Right.
So that side of it, absolutely the guy should handle that better. But the other thing I thought about it, which relates to this, is the people who threw the party were supremely so offended. And that's where I start to have reactions too, which is I get that maybe the guy didn't do the right thing, but why do we as people get so emotionally invested in things that we get supremely offended when people don't do what we want them to do?
So in other words, you told your supervisor about this. Supervisor asked if they should jump in and help. You said, nah, leave it alone. And now you're upset.
Well, what I'm saying is that part of the problem that goes on here is that this woman is so invested in what this other worker is doing
mm-hmm.
and that it's affecting her work. It's affecting the way she's acting with her boss. It's affecting, you know, she's writing this email. She's all upset.
Yeah.
And people don't always act the way we want them to act. And sure, we have a reaction to it, but why do we get so intertwined with the problem that it shuts us down. So like the one from yesterday, I could understand that people would be sad that the person didn't eat the vegetarian or bummed.
Yeah.
But when we get offended, we spend so much of our time agitated.
Get fired up about
fired
it.
Fired up and agitated because people don't do what we want
them
to do.
Even the people that received the email got all fired up about it.
So we spread it
around.
Ruined
the whole day.
And
had a steak later to cool myself down.
Right. But, you know, we expect people to act the way we want them to act. And then when they don't, we're all upset about it to the point where we're dinging your bell and, you know, getting all worked up. People aren't going to do what we want them to do.
I was just going to ding the bell again, too, right. Because that's a recurring Dr. Steve statement. We get upset when people do things that we, you know, when they don't do
things
that we would expect them to do.
Right. And that shows how much it's all about us. So like the vegetarian thing. And again, I agree with the fact that the guy didn't handle it
right.
Well. But in a way, those people set up, I want it to go exactly this way. This is my meal and my thing and my everything. I want it to go all the way that I want it to go. And somebody is not following my rules. Oh, my God.
But without rules, Dr. Steve, we have chaos. And we have to shake our fingers at rule breakers.
So, but the
you're saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We need another Therapy Thursday right now.
So this sort of stuff happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
There's rude, clueless, insensitive, awful, nasty people out there all the time. The thing is, we can't change them. When we expect that if I talk to the boss, that'll change her, or if I confront her on it, it'll change her. We have all of these, this investment in some change is going to occur. But we can't change them. And even if we could, there's another one waiting in the wings to come along and be a jerk that we can't handle. So the only way you're going to survive this sort of thing is figuring out how to change yourself so that you don't get caught up in this stuff.
And how you react to it
right.
or don't react
so
to it.
So then people, what they do is they either, you know, continue to be so invested, and then but they don't want to make a scene, so they tell the boss, don't worry about it, but now they're all invested. Or they work to get this person fired, and someone else is waiting in the wings, and it's just an ongoing agitation all the time.
There's always going to be that person in the office, too.
There's always that person. So what we should do is figure out how to work on yourself. And part of the problem is, and this sort of sounds heartless, and that's not what I'm saying, is the reason this works is because this woman cares. And this is usually the type of person that we would like, the emailer, you know, nice person, friendly, care, you know, this is the type of person we would say we really like her. But there's drawbacks to being that person, because if you care so much what this other person thinks, then that person can manipulate you and abuse you. And you have to learn to say, I'm going to care about people. I'm going to put it, the healthiest people don't care about everybody and keep pouring their caring into everybody. They figure out who is the right people
to care about.
To care about.
That's it!
And then those who don't deserve it, you don't have to keep pouring it into there. And what we end up doing is we give so much of our energy to the places where it shouldn't be. So I'm making up a percentage.
Right.
But we spend 80% of our angst and anxiety trying to get this particular person to do what we want them to do. When we should just go, I tried, they're not there, fine, and they're gone, and I'll spend the time with the people who matter. But
amen, Brother Steve,
if you think about how out of balance we are with that stuff, sometimes I say the comedian will make 500 people laugh in an auditorium, but the one person who didn't
stood there with their arms crossed.
Right.
That person may have no sense of humor, but that comedian will lose sleep and come back and change his show and do everything for that one idiot. Rather than just don't care.
Right.
Because you got all the others.
Yeah.
But we care so much that we get abused by situations
like
this.
We need to learn to care about the right people.
So it's about care about the right. And that's really hard because we're emotional people. And that one that's under our skin, we can't just let go.
Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.